From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously votes to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is a response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart on the sidelines of the ASEAN meetings in Manila. Wang said he did urge Pyongyang to adhere to UN resolutions. Bishop cited not only North Korea, but disputes in the South China Sea and the threat of international terrorism as destabilizing dangers in that region. The Latin American trade bloc has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The suspension is indefinite. Venezuela joined the bloc in 2012 and has been suspended before for failing to uphold its commitments. Meanwhile, the Constituent Assembly, made up of allies of President Nicolas Maduro, voted to remove Chief Prosecutor Luisa Ortega Saturday and swore in her replacement Tarek William Saab. Saab was previously Venezuela's human rights ombudsman. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has called off the search for three U.S. Marines who were missing after their tilt-rotor aircraft crashed into sea Saturday off Australia's coast. 23 other people aboard the MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. A Marine Corps statement says that they have begun a recovery effort in coordination with Australian Defense Forces, and the missing Marines' next of kin have been notified. The aircraft was still in Australia after completing a joint U.S.-Australian military training exercise 2 weeks ago in Shoalwater Bay. The biennial exercise involved about 30,000 troops and 200 aircraft. Australian troops are among U.S.-led coalition forces fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Marine Corps did not say what was caused or what caused the crash, but indicated it is under investigation. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation says an explosion in a mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Furqa Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. The National Council on American Islamic Relations said attacks against Islamic institutions in the United States nearly doubled in the first half of 2017 compared to a year earlier. Japan on Sunday marked the 72nd anniversary of the U.S. nuclear bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke at the ceremony.
To truly realize a world without nuclear weapons, the participation of both nuclear states and non-nuclear states is necessary.
The Hiroshima bombing killed around 140,000 people either instantly or from radiation burns in the immediate aftermath. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000 residents. Washington argued the attacks were necessary to bring about a quicker end to the war. 6 days after the Nagasaki attack, Japan surrendered, ending the war. Jamaican star runner Usain Bolt, at the end of a career in which he has dominated his sport for a decade, was beaten in his final 100-meter race by an American almost 5 years earlier, or his senior, Justin Gatlin. Andrew Holmes, so Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
I wanted to see Usain win in his final race before retiring, especially in the 100 meters, his pet race. But as I said before, what he has managed to accomplish in his career is superhuman.
Bolt calls it quit at the age of 30. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.